Periods of rain and brief partial clearing at times through tomorrow night. Partly cloudy on Thursday. Rain chance 70% tonight, decreasing to 50% by tomorrow night. Right now at 10 o'clock, 58 degrees, KOIN in Portland.
CBS News, a former POW has won the Republican senatorial nomination in South Dakota, and Lieutenant Governor Ed Reinecke, under indictment by a Watergate grand jury, appears losing in California. I'm Jim Kilpatrick, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Primaries were held Tuesday in 8 states. In South Dakota, Leo Thorsness, a 42-year-old former prisoner of war, won his party's nomination to oppose Democratic Senator George McGovern in the November general election. Thorness says if there was ever a time for a person to succeed in politics without being a politician, this was it. In Iowa, State Representative David Stanley, who charged President Nixon has hurt the country and the party, won Iowa's Republican senatorial primary. In California, Republican Lieutenant Governor Ed Reinecke is trailing State Controller Houston Flournoy 2-1 in early returns for the state Republican gubernatorial nomination. A Los Angeles television station has projected a Flournoy victory. On the Democratic side of the ticket, California Secretary of State Edmund Brown Jr. has taken an early lead over his nearest competitors. In Alabama, Lieutenant Governor Jerry Beasley won renomination by defeating Charles Woods in the Democratic primary, which is tantamount to election. Treasury Secretary William Simon says he will be meeting with senior ministers from Saudi Arabia and Washington Thursday and Friday. Simon told a group of international bankers the discussion would concentrate on ways in which the U.S. might cooperate with Saudi Arabia in the development of their country. The session comes before ministers of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries meet in Ecuador. Simon noted that the more reasonable prices of oil would contribute greatly to the strength of world economy. CBS News continues after this.
This is Jim Backus of Stage, Screen, and Radio. I want you to know when it comes to comfort, I own the very best. A Lazy Boy reclining chair. Once you've sat in a Lazy Boy, you'll know there is a difference. For very little more, you can get the best. But a word of caution. There are many imitations, but only one Lazy Boy. When you select your recliner for Father's Day, demand a genuine Lazy Boy. Lazy Boy chairs are on sale at fine stores everywhere.
The Marine Corps doesn't offer jobs to women. They offer careers to women. For today's woman, the Marine Corps can be the career corps. Top pay, equal opportunity, equal reward. And you don't have to be one of the boys to get ahead. You can be yourself. A special kind of woman who wants more than a job. A woman who has more to offer.
Jeb Stuart Magruder, a former executive in President Nixon's re-election campaign, is now in prison in Allentown, Pennsylvania. He pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to obstruct justice and was given a sentence of 10 months to 4 years. Robert Barr reports.
Magruder was allowed to surrender himself directly to federal authorities at the Allenwood prison camp in Pennsylvania and avoided being led to confinement in handcuffs, something that would have happened if he had surrendered to federal marshals, as is usually the case. Instead, he made the 5-hour drive from his home outside Washington with his wife, arriving at the prison gates just an hour or so before the deadline set by the court. He looked seemingly relaxed, at ease, a red sports shirt open at the neck, as he told reporters that he was planning to spend his sentence catching up on all the things he had missed in the last 15 to 20 years, things like books on philosophy and theology. Asked if he would ever again devote himself to another man as he had devoted himself to Richard Nixon, certainly not, he said. Certainly not in quite the same way. Robert Barr, CBS News, Allenwood, Pennsylvania.
The Earl and Countess of Dunamore have apparently been kidnapped from their estate near Dublin, Ireland. Police say 3 armed men, speaking with strong Northern Ireland accents, broke into the home early Wednesday morning. Police refused to speculate whether they thought there was a connection between the incident and threats by the Irish Republican Army of reprisals for the death in a British prison of a young Irishman who had been on a 2-month hunger strike. More after this.
Let's assume for a minute that you have a severe pain in your stomach. You recognize that something is wrong and you go to the doctor right away to get help. But what about a serious mental or emotional pain? This is Buzz Aldrin, your National Mental Health Chairman.
How many of us would hesitate to seek help for a mental or emotional disturbance, whether it be for ourselves or for a friend? Science and technology is helping us explore our world and others. I know something about that firsthand. But it's also making it easier to deal with our emotional problems. I know something about that firsthand also. Today, mental health services are available without fear of long hospitalization, impossible costs, and public ridicule. Your mental health association can help you find those services. Our concern is to help in making that important step toward better mental health. Support your mental health association. Citizens who do make a difference.
The Interstate Commerce Commission has rejected a request from the nation's railroads for a 10% hike on freight rates that was scheduled to go into effect Wednesday. The ICC told the railroads they would first have to show the money would be used to rebuild inadequate tracks and upgrade old equipment. I'm Jim Kilpatrick, CBS News.
For people who are troubled, sometimes desperate, Northwest Hotline is a source of help. The number to call is 228-HELP. Located in the storefront at 1007 Northwest 23rd in Portland, it also serves as a small neighborhood center. Chess and card games are popular. Rap sessions help provide needed companionship. And the coffee pot is always on.
When you dine at the Captain's Corner, you've found the corner on excellent dining in downtown Portland. It's a select menu at our Captain's Corner, proudly served in a warm, friendly atmosphere. We feel quality service is just as important as a quality menu. And at the Captain's Corner, you get both. For a relaxing lunch, for that gracious dinner after five, it's the Captain's Corner, downtown on Southwest 12th, between Jefferson and Main in the Century Tower building, with free parking.
Radio 97. 1007, the Mystery Theater is next.
Theater presents. Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Join me in a journey over a strange terrain, a terrain filled with terror and clouded by suspense. And ask yourself, how long is a minute? What is eternity? And learn, perhaps, that one can be as long as the other.
In that wagon?
Nothing at all, sir.
What do you mean, nothing?
Nothing but hay.
Is that so? Let's find out. You men, fix bayonets. Now, let's take a minute. Just one little minute and find out. Ventilate that hay. Thrust. That's it. Up and down, all the way across. That's it. Anybody get his blade a bit red? Heat up. We'll just take a minute. Yeah. That's it. That's fine. All right, men, that's enough. Now, Mr. Farmer, it's on your way.
Get up!
Mr. Forrester, are you all right? Mr. Forrester!
Our mystery drama, An Occurrence at Owl Creek Bridge, was adapted from the story by Ambrose Bierce, especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan, and stars William Prince. It is sponsored in part by New Sugar-Free Diet 7-Up and Buick Motor Division. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Oh, somebody's been drinking my Sugar-Free Diet 7-Up. And it's all gone.
Well, actually, I saved a little.
Oh, a bear!
Hiya, Goldie. What's brewing?
That's Miss Goldilocks to you.
Oh, come on, kid. You mean you don't remember me? The cottage, the three chairs, the porridge?
Baby bear,
In the fur. Been a long time, Goldie.
But Baby Bear...
Please call me B.B.
You drank all the sugar-free Diet 7-Up, and I have to conduct another diet drink taste test today.
Well, yeah, I saw the sign on the door, a professional taste tester, huh?
But how can I conduct my taste test now?
Why bother? I tried those other diet drinks, too. You'll notice there's still plenty of them around. Why not ask me?
Well, okay, B.B. Tell me. Why did you drink all the sugar-free Diet 7-Up?
I like the taste. Light, fresh, natural, sugar-free Diet 7-Up is definitely unbearably delicious.
Mm-hmm.
The mystery has been solved. For all your shopping needs, large or small, shop the climate-controlled malls of Janssen Beach Center. It's always fair weather at the beach. More than 60 shops and services await your shopping visits to the center, so make a day of it. Take your time shopping. Eat a leisurely lunch. Just browse through the afternoon. We work hard to make our motto mean something. The mall that has it all. Janssen Beach Center. Interstate 5 at Janssen Beach.
18 today, huh?
Yeah, 18. I never had so many decisions.
Well, how's that?
What to do? Go back to school, join the Navy, spend the summer at the lake?
Yeah, I see what you mean. You got one of these yet?
What? Selective service? A draft card? How come? There's no draft.
Well, they aren't inducting anybody, but you still gotta register with Selective Service within 30 days of your 18th birthday. That's the law.
Where do you register? Guess I'll have to get on it.
To handle your Selective Service registration requirements, see your local board or phone toll-free 800-452-0283.
They're going to hang Peyton Forrester. Hang him by the neck until he is dead. Hang him high from the top of the Owl Creek Bridge, 50 feet above the rushing torrent, which is now raging in full flood. Peyton Forrester stands on a single, fragile plank. The rope is already around his neck. 30 feet of slack neatly coiled beside his boots. But this is not a lynching, nor even an ordinary execution. This is a formal military ceremony. Peyton Forrester is a rebel, literally a Southern civilian. And he has been captured by the Union Army in the fall of this year of 1863 as he tried to sabotage the Owl Creek Railroad Bridge. And now he must pay the price. Actually, the only distress evident in the entire scene seems to be manifested by a young soldier who, with his corporal, is stationed some 10 feet from Peyton Forrester, where they serve solemnly as his guards.
Corporal?
Shh. Just stand steady, boy. As you stand steady.
I'm going to be sick.
Oh, no, you ain't, Woody boy. No, you ain't. Now, this thing will be over in less than a minute. See?
Corporal.
See? Sergeant Smith getting the board ready.
I don't want to know it. I don't want to know.
Just you take some deep breaths, son. You're going to be all right. Like I said, he's positioning the board that's supporting the plank that Johnny Reb is standing on.
I said I don't want to look.
Now, nobody says you got to look, Woody boy. Only it's a pity to miss a good hanging. How many you expect to see in your lifetime?
I don't want to see none.
This one here, this is a prime hanging. Son, much of the time you get to see cutthroats and riffraff and lowlifes. But here, you got a gentleman.
Corporal?
Yeah, boy?
The prisoner.
What about the prisoner?
Well, what do you suppose the prisoner is thinking about right now?
What indeed am I thinking about? I'm thinking that the water I see below me has been turned to gold by the early sun. Cold. Golden. The same golden tints I see in Millicent's hair. I'm thinking of Millicent. Millicent. Golden Millicent. And I hear the very last word she spoke to me. Seems ages, centuries ago. Is it true? Can it be true that it was only last night?
Peyton!
Thompson?
Yes, Millicent Thompson.
Now, young Robbie Thompson's is here.
Robbie, I thought he was raiding Yankee supply lines.
He was. He's back.
He's safe now. Bless him.
But he needs a horse.
We can have anything he wants. Bring him in here. Why? Why do you keep him waiting?
Now, you and I must talk first, Peyton.
You mean one of the true heroes of our country must be kept cooling his heels while you and I...
Oh, he's not exactly cooling his heels, Peyton. He's busy having his first decent meal in weeks.
But I want to see him this minute. After all, he hasn't much time to spend here. Must be in a rush to get home, see his folks.
He's not headed home.
He's not?
No, he's off on a mission.
What do you mean?
Well, it has something to do with blowing up a bridge someplace.
Well, then he needs help.
Peyton, I was afraid.
I've been sitting here doing nothing for almost 3 years.
Now, that's not true. You've been raising food and you've been growing cotton.
Meanwhile, better men have been getting killed.
Now, what you're doing is more important.
And safer and easier.
But it's not your fault the doctors say you're unfit to serve.
But I'm fit enough to help Robbie Tompkins blow up a bridge.
Oh, Peyton, darling.
No, honey. You know I can't shirk if there's a job to be done.
You've got your job.
No, honey. It's not enough.
Don't go.
What are we arguing about? He hasn't even asked me.
He'll ask you, Peyton. He'll ask you.
Well, then, I've got no choice.
Please. Please listen to me. You've always been a man of honor. Now, be a man of common sense.
Now, what's that supposed to mean?
Peyton, the war is over.
What are you saying?
We have been bled white at Gettysburg.
The war has just begun.
Peyton, for 6 months, maybe a year, there'll be more slaughter, but it'll be for nothing. The war is over.
Don't say that.
But it's the truth.
Millicent, don't you believe anymore?
I believe we need a miracle.
Then we'll have a miracle. We'll work harder. We'll fight harder. We'll pray harder. You'll see. We'll have that miracle.
You, Mr. Peyton Forrester!
Robbie, you young scoundrel! You come in here this minute!
Oh, Peyton, you are sight for sore.
Tell me how you outsmarted the Yankees. You tell me everything.
Later, right now, I need all the darkness I can get.
Hey, well, what's this about a bridge?
The railroad bridge at Owl Creek.
Are the Yankees at Owl Creek already?
That bridge must be destroyed, Peyton. One little barrel of gunpowder under the truss. On this side of the river?
I figured you'd know the exact spot.
And I've got the gunpowder, too. Fuses, all we need.
Peyton, Jeff Stewart's cavalry's here.
Darling, by the time we explain it to General Stewart, we could turn the whole entire bridge into burnt matchsticks. Now, Robbie.
Yes, sir.
Now, you go around the back. Get yourself a horse. You'll leave in 5 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Hey, honey, you know I have no choice.
But I hear the Yankee general has issued an order. Any civilian caught interfering with the railroad, the bridges, the tunnels, the trains, will be hanged.
I know, Millicent. We do the same.
But I beg you not.
Darling, you know what I must do.
But you have children.
Am I the only father in the South?
Then I won't let you go.
Millicent, please, help me.
What can I do to...
Pray for me. Pray for the miracle. Robbie, up yonder, the bridge. We must be right in the middle of the Yankee camp, Peyton. Keep low to the ground. They won't see us.
So I said to Mama, I promise I ain't going to check up with any bad women.
I hope, Woody, you kept your promise.
Well, I ain't had a chance to test it one way or the other so far, Corporal.
To tell the truth, Woody, actually there ain't no such thing as a bad woman.
That should be a corporal. Maybe 5-6 men. Let's move to the right. Now.
Hey, Corporal, you hear something out there?
Son, you start seeing Johnny Reds behind every tree and we won't get a wink of sleep.
Yeah, but I'm sure I heard...
The fence is supposed to be pulling guard duty out there.
Hold it, Robbie. There's a sentry between us and the bridge.
Now I see him. Headed this way.
We have to get rid of him.
I'll do it. He doesn't know we're here. As he walks past, I'll jump him.
He's dead, Peyton. All right, let's go set the kindling place. Light the fuse. We'll dive into the water. Swim for it.
Say it's time to relieve Spencer. Hey, Spence! Come on in! Woody'll stand guard.
Hurry, Robbie.
Spencer!
Corporal, I hear somebody out there.
Huh? Everybody, grab your weapons. On the double
right. Give me the fuse, Robbie.
There they are! Hold!
I'm
here. Robbie. Robbie. No, run for it, Peyton.
Hold your fire.
I'm sorry.
We can take him alive.
What's he thinking about, Corporal? Waiting there for the rope to snap. What must he be thinking about?
What would any man be thinking about, Woody? The wife? The kids?
I wish we hadn't caught him last night.
It was our duty.
Yeah, it would have been so much better if we'd have shot him like his pal.
You hear that, Woody?
What? I hear nothing.
Nothing. That's exactly it. Nothing. Sergeant Smith has just finished positioning his board. He has got it in a state now where one more blow releases the plank Peyton Forrester is standing on. And then, down he goes, till the rope snaps.
I don't want to hear it.
Look, the captain knows Sergeant Smith is ready. When he raises, then lowers his sword, Sergeant Smith is going to give that board one whack. And that's it.
And Forrester knows it. He can see it. What must that man be thinking about?
I'm no longer thinking, son. I'm praying. Praying for a miracle. I'm praying the rope is going to snap and break. I'll get my hands free. I'll fall into the river. And you'll carry me swiftly away from here to safety. That's what I'm doing, son. I'm praying. Praying for the miracle. Sister Millicent is praying. Just you're praying too, I can tell by your voice, son. You don't want me to die this way. With all of us praying, has to be a miracle. Has to be.
Oh, dear Lord. The captain, he's raising his saber. He...
Woody, you don't have to look.
He's bringing it down.
Goodbye, Johnny Reb.
Corporal, look, the rope! The rope! It snapped! It broke! It broke! It broke! It's a miracle! It's a miracle! Get my hands free! Roger, I'm getting free! Come up for air! I'm getting it! Cord's loose! I'm free! Free! Air! Air! In the air! Air!
There he is! Moving downstream!
Captain, there he is!
Go!
Fire! Fire all the yanks! Fire all the yanks! Fire everything you got! You won't hit me! You can't hit me! A miracle! You can't see a miracle!
A miracle. Perhaps if you want something strongly enough and pray hard enough, the rope can break, the rifles can miss, and you will not drown in the raging torrent. Miracles do happen. Have we had one here? We may find out when I return shortly with Act Two.
Great taste in the morning, Kellogg's has that wholesome taste to get you up and grinning.
Jerry Coffer for Kellogg's Special K. You know, for years we've been talking about the Special K breakfast, a great way to start the day if you have a weight problem. You may have seen or heard our latest commercials, which symbolize the problem of being a few pounds overweight by using this ball and chain. That's the sound effect. But so many people have come to know the Special K breakfast that can help solve weight problems, they sometimes forget that Special K is America's favorite high-protein cereal. It has 8 essential vitamins and iron, and so delicious that lots of folks, kids as well as adults, eat Special K just for the sheer good taste of it. So we don't want you to think that you have to wear a ball and chain to eat Special K. All you need is an appreciation for the finer things of life, a 1 ounce bowl of Special K, 4 ounces of skim milk, tomato juice, coffee, and maybe a little sugar. The Special K breakfast can help you lose weight all by itself, but it really is a good start.
Who knows how to help you solve your shopping problems? Your Better Business Bureau knows.
I'm going to rent this apartment, but now the landlord wants a deposit equal to 2 months' rent to cover damage. I wonder if there's anything I should do to protect myself.
There certainly is, Mac.
Who are you?
I'm the man from the Better Business Bureau. You know, deposits are usual, but before you move into that apartment, go through it thoroughly and list any and all damage. Now prepare this list in duplicate and have your landlord sign both copies. And before you sign that lease, find out what sort of repairs you will be responsible for and which will be paid by the landlord.
Then when you move, this list helps to solve the mystery of who's to pay for what, right?
Right.
Late in the year 1863, Peyton Forrester, a Southern civilian, has attempted to sabotage the railroad bridge high across Owl Creek. He's been caught by the Union Army and hanged from the bridge. No, not quite. As his living body hurtled downward, the rope that was supposed to snap and break his neck instead broke. Peyton has fallen unharmed into the stream. A squad of soldiers is in rapid but futile pursuit.
The miracle! Miracle! You can't shoot a miracle!
Spread the alarm! He's escaped!
I've got to get to General Stuart. I've got to. If we destroy the bridge, the whole Yankee army and this side will be cut off. No supplies, no ammunition. I've got to get to Jeb Stuart.
Get away from here. I get away, you trash.
Please, ma'am.
I warn you, I got a rifle aimed at your head.
I mean you no harm. I need your help. I'm Peyton Forrester.
Peyton Forrester? No, no, just a second. I still got this gun aimed at your head. Good Lord. It is Mr. Forrester. Come in. Come in, sir. I'm Sally Watson.
The gangs are after me. Just a bite of bread and a glass of water. I have to keep moving.
Peyton Forrester, the man the Yankees couldn't kill.
I have to hurry.
You have to rest.
No, there's not time.
But you're going to drop. Sit down, sir. Sit for a minute.
All right, just for a minute.
Now, I've got a piece of meat here, and I'll eat it with some beer.
But I don't have time.
Just rest.
There's a storm coming up. You can hear the wind.
I don't hear nothing.
Can't you hear the whistle of the wind?
But the whole Yankee army's out looking for you, Mr. Forrester.
Where's General Jeb Stuart?
I reckon he's a good 10 miles southwest.
I've got to get to Stuart.
Now, first, you have something to eat.
How far the Yankees come since last night?
Well, I hear they're past Tuckersburg.
Well, then that means they've already reached my place. I can't just sit here.
Now just have something to eat. You have to do enough traveling.
Look, down the road.
A Yankee patrol.
And it's headed this way.
Oh.
Better not be found here.
You have to hide.
Where?
In the cellar.
No, it's the first place they'd look.
It's your only chance.
But if they find me here, you'll be shot for sheltering a fugitive.
They won't shoot a woman.
At least they'll do is burn your house down.
Well, you just let
them. No, my only chance is to run for it.
Get out the back way. I'll hold them off for you. Hurry. Hurry before they see you.
Goodbye, Miss Watson.
Goodbye, Mr. Forrester.
Let's search that house, man.
Now, you men out there, that's fair enough. You step where you are. This is private property.
We mean you no harm, lady. We're looking for a fugitive.
Well, I ain't seen none.
We're obliged to search your house, ma'am.
You just stand where you are. I know how to use this rifle.
That's another thing, ma'am. Civilians ain't supposed to have weapons. You'll have to hand that over.
You want this rifle? You just come and get it.
Now, ma'am, be reasonable. Nobody has to get hurt.
Hey, Corporal, way yonder in the field, is that someone running?
Let's go, men.
Stand still.
Let's go.
What?
I said stand still. I'll shoot the first man that moves.
Now, ma'am, you can't interfere with the United States Army.
Well, maybe I can, but I'm doing it.
Ma'am, I never shot a woman.
That makes us even. I never shot a man. Looks like it's going to be a first time for both of us.
Men, after him. Move out.
No, I'll shoot.
Look out, Corporal.
I'm sorry, man. I'm awful sorry.
Mr. Forrester. They'll never catch us. Nobody can ever catch you.
Rayburn. John Rayburn. Rayburn.
Hey, it's Mr. Forrester.
Rayburn. The Yankees are after me.
Oh, you don't have to worry about the Yankees, Mr. Forrester. They can't kill you. Nobody, nothing can kill you.
Let me hide in your wagon, underneath your load of hay. The Yankees are still down along this lane, but they're headed this way. Soon, the storm will drive them back to camp.
Yeah. What storm?
Well, can't you hear the storm? The wind.
No, sure.
But they'll have to come this way. They mustn't see me, Rayburn.
Get underneath the hay, Mr. Forrester. Get underneath quicker than lightning. Hey, you all set, Mr. Forrester? Legs can't. Ah, you broke down, bend your leg, and pole can't get up.
There's just no sign of him, Corporal.
All right. Rest of you men, let's head back.
I guess he got away, huh, Corporal?
Well, not for long. He's still a good ways from the rebel lines. We got men sweeping every square inch of the ground. Yeah. What's that?
Well, since you come from the city, Corporal, that's a hay wagon.
Yeah. We'll see about that. Hey, you.
Hey, Sheriff.
Halt.
Oh,
what you got on that wagon?
Guess I got me a load of hay.
What else?
Well, nothing else.
Nothing else, huh? You sure? You're sure there's nothing living in that load?
Well, there might be one or two field mice. Sometimes they get pitched in with the hay.
Field mice, eh?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe not.
Well, let's see. Let's see about everything. You men, fix bayonets. Now, let us ventilate that hay a little bit. Rust. That's it. Up and down. All the way across. Come on now, put a little muffler in there. That's not how I taught you to use a bayonet. Rush! Rush! That's it. Everybody's doing just fine. Anybody got himself a little red on his blade? No? Well, maybe there's just hay in there after all. All right, man. All right, that's enough. See? Bayonet's good for something else beside roasting potatoes. What's your name, Rebel?
Zeke Rayburn.
Mr. Rayburn? Go your way. Go in peace. You're a fortunate man. Indeed you are.
Get up! Get up! Mr. Forrester, you all right? Mr. Forrester, it's all right to come out now.
Yes, I'm all right. Had a bayonet thrust through my coat, but that was all.
Oh, the Lord be praised, Mr. Forrester, the Lord be praised.
You better get your load in before the storm hits, Rayburn.
What storm, Mr. Forrester?
Well, don't you hear it?
Hear what?
The wind. Can't you hear it whistle past your ears?
No, sir.
That must be my imagination.
We're lucky there was infantry soldiers.
What do you mean?
There was cavalry. Well, they might have decided to take the hay for their own horses, and it would have been all over for you.
Yes. How far is it to our lines?
It's no more than a mile and a half, but Here's where we start running into patrols. You'd be better off on foot. At least you'd have trees and bushes for cover.
You're right.
Oh, there!
Thank you, Reverend. I'm grateful.
That's all of us who want to be grateful to you, Mr. Forrester. Everybody's talking about it. It's like a miracle.
Yes, Reverend. It is.
Now, you keep to the line of trees on your left. You follow them into a little ravine, and on the other side is Jeb Stuart's cavalry.
Goodbye, Reverend.
Goodbye, Mr. Forrester.
Forrester, don't be scared.
Who are you?
Lieutenant Burns, with Stuart's cavalry.
What?
Shh. There's a Yankee troop up ahead. You scared one of the sentries. Lie still just for a minute.
What? What are you doing here?
Well, some of us come out to look for you. Figure you'd be headed this way.
Well, then, I'm saved. Saved?
Well, we gotta get home first, but that's nothing. I got a squad in back of me. When I give the signal, they'll open fire. And while everybody's shooting, you and I'll sneak away. Are you ready?
Ready.
Now! Let's go, Forrester. Let's go!
Peyton Forrester.
General Stuart.
Mr. Forrester, let me shake your hand. Word of your exploit has spread through the entire South.
Sir, I can only say I prayed for a miracle.
And we needed it. It's been a dark year for us. But now men, women throughout the country are taking heart once more.
Thank you, sir.
You had to make your way through an entire Union army to get here.
I had help, sir. Loyal Southerners fed me, sheltered me, and even fought for me.
We're going to win this war, Forrester. I've never been as convinced of it as I am now. I see new spirit in all my men. And it's all due to you.
I only did my duty, sir. And, well, no. No, I can't say I did my duty. I failed.
You failed?
Yes, sir. I didn't accomplish my mission. Robbie Tompkins and I set out to destroy the Owl Creek Bridge. Robbie's dead, and the bridge still stands. The explosion was not strong enough. The bridge must be destroyed.
But I don't have the men.
But you don't need men. Oh, it's strange.
What's strange?
The wind feels like a storm, and yet the trees are still.
Why do you say I don't need men to take Owl Creek Bridge?
The wind. Why is the wind howling like that?
Why don't I need men, Forrester?
Because I'm not talking about an assault. Just give me one volunteer, and we'll accomplish what Robbie and I set out to do last time.
You'll never get near the bridge.
General, the Federals have at least three divisions this side of Owl Creek. If we destroy the bridge, we cut their only supply line. We have them in a trap.
You think you can do it?
It's part of the miracle. The bridge, it was meant to be destroyed. That's why I was saved. So I could try it again. And this time, succeed.
One miracle, evidently, is not enough. What Peyton Forrester is asking for is another. And why not? If it's a question of knowing how to ask, certainly Peyton Forrester has discovered the secret. However, it's also possible to run out of miracles. We will be enlightened when I return shortly with Act 3.
I'd like to clear up a little misconception. And to do it, I'm going to take you through a Buick dealership. See, a lot of people are considering the purchase of a small car, but they might not consider coming to a Buick dealer to get it. That's a mistake, because right here are all kinds of small cars, imported and domestic, with 4, 6, and 8-cylinder engines, with 2, 3, or 4 doors. Here's our biggest small car, the midsize Century. It's pretty luxurious in there, but the size makes it practical, too. This one's our next smallest, Buick Apollo. Under this hood, there's a 6. Pretty handy these days. Yet because Apollo is a Buick, it has qualities you don't often find in cars this size. And this little rascal is Opel, 4 cylinders, and the best-selling car in Germany.
You'll know why when you drive it. Well, there you have it. An impressive small car variety under one roof. At your Buick Opel dealer.
Hey, we're the action cars.
See, we contribute more.
T's for the teamwork of our crew.
Our ideals are high.
Oh, oughtn't you apply?
Means it's now that we need you.
A-C-T.
We could go on all day.
Oh.
Use one. Volunteers are needed right away.
Action is VISTA, the Peace Corps, RSVP, SCORE, and other volunteer programs that are helping people to help themselves. If you're trained in a skill or just have a little love to share, Action needs you.
Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, baby. Action really needs you.
Don't crawl under a rock. Get into action.
Oh, yeah.
This is the public service of this station and the Advertising Council.
First time Peyton Forrester tried to destroy the Owl Creek Bridge, the Union Army caught him and tried to hang him. But Peyton prayed for a miracle, and somehow the rope broke at just the right moment, and he fell into the river unharmed. He has made his way to General Jeb Stuart, who has given him the gunpowder to try it again.
I'm your volunteer, Mr. Forrester. Lieutenant Burns. You realize this mission must be performed in civilian clothes.
Oh, I'm aware of that, sir.
And you know the penalty if we're caught?
Same penalty we exact from the Union spies that are caught, Mr. Forrester.
We'll need the powder and the fuses. And I'll need some hair to make a false beard and mustache.
What's that, sir?
I should have a white shirt. And so should you, incidentally.
Well, why, sir?
Burns, do you know anything about medicine?
No, sir.
Yes, you do, Burns. You're a doctor.
Me?
We're both. Medical men. You see, my face is well known. I'll need disguise. I need a way to march up to that bridge as bold as brass.
But how, sir?
I told you. We'll be a pair of medical doctors.
But who's going to believe us?
Everybody. Why shouldn't they? We'll even have the proper papers.
Millicent.
Oh, Peyton. Oh, it's you.
If the disguise can fool my own wife.
Darling, Yankee soldiers patrol through here all the time.
Oh, I know, I know.
Oh, you're alive, and I prayed so hard.
We prayed for the miracle, Millicent.
Now, I want to see you more than anything in all the world. But why are you back this way, darling? The whole Union army is after you. You should be hiding.
I haven't completed my mission.
Peyton. The Yankees mustn't find you here.
Millicent, I...
Honey, what is it, Peyton?
My neck. Something seems to be rubbing against my neck. It's something stiff, something sharp.
Oh, you're not well. You're not well, darling. It was such a horrible experience. You're ill.
No. I'm all right. I need strength. I came home. I saw you. I'm all right. I'm all right now.
Peyton, you're not listening to me. Peyton. What is it?
Listen to the wind, Millicent. The wind. How it whistles and screams.
Peyton, I'm frightened.
And now, I must go.
Hide, Peyton. I'll hide with you.
Owl Creek Bridge still stands.
Everyone knows you've done enough.
I must go back to the bridge.
I won't let you. I won't let you go.
Please, listen to me, Millicent.
No more. Let end this senseless killing. What's the good of it?
Millicent, we're fighting for our homes.
We've lost, Peyton. We've lost.
I prayed, Millicent. I stood on that bridge, on that narrow plank, with a thick, rough rope around my neck. I can still feel it scratch and burn my skin, and I prayed. I prayed, let there be a miracle. Save me this time. Save me so I can come back and do it right. Destroy the bridge.
The war is lost, Peyton.
Destroy the bridge and we can capture an entire Union army. And only the supplies, food, ammunition. Destroy the bridge, and we can win the war.
That little place we have deep in the woods, no one ever goes there. You can hide there and be safe there.
I was saved from the noose so I could go back and destroy the bridge.
Why did you come back to torture me?
I had to come see you. I had to see you.
Satan, if you love
me... It's because I love you and the children and this house and our land and the country. It's all tied together. Darling, I never knew how truly golden the highlights are in your hair. Till I saw the water in the morning sunlight.
Stay, Peyton. Stay here.
Don't ask me. Don't ask me again. Oh, I may weaken. Please, don't ask me again. Millicent, I must get to the bridge. Before the storm.
Storm? What storm?
The wind. Don't you hear the wind? How it howls. How it shrieks. I must go. Now.
Mr. Forrester.
What is it?
Shouldn't we stop for a rest, sir?
No time.
With the horse, your face. They could use a breather.
You have to get there. Before the storm?
Sir, there's no sign of a storm.
No. I can feel it. I can feel it coming. The wind's getting stronger.
The wind, sir?
It's a gale.
But I... Uh-oh, look.
Where?
Up ahead. That's the Yankee picket.
All right.
Well, sir, let's turn off the road before they see us.
But, Lieutenant Burns, we want them to see us.
Now, here we come.
Yes, sir.
Remember? You're a doctor.
Yes, sir. I'll try to remember.
Be casual. Be natural.
But suppose...
Suppose what?
Well, suppose they decide to search our bags.
Oh, no. They won't do that. These are our medical supplies and equipment, remember?
Yes, sir. I hope so.
Now, Burns, just try to look dignified.
Yes, sir.
But, look wise. You're just like a doctor.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm trying.
Strange.
What, sir?
The wind. That gale. What happened to it?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
The wind. It sounded like a hurricane. And you can't be deaf, can you?
Well, no, sir, but I didn't hear anything.
And now, for some reason... Suddenly died away.
Gone.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
So still. Calm.
Oh, yes, it is, sir. It certainly is. It's, except I'm so nervous, sir.
Oh, there's nothing to be afraid of, Burns. Nothing except something scratching my neck. It biting at my throat.
Well, it's too cold for mosquitoes, sir.
Something starting to press it. My throat.
Sir, are you all right?
I wonder what happened to that wind.
Well, and who might you two gentlemen be?
Corporal, I'm Dr. Jones. My friend here is Dr. Burns.
Your friend got a voice?
Of course, Corporal.
And why don't he answer for himself?
he's my assistant.
Is that true? Are you Dr. Burns?
Oh, yes, Corporal.
Well, let's see what we got here. We got one gentleman who claims to be Dr. Jones, another who says he's Dr. Burns.
Corporal, if you don't mind, we happen to be on an errand of mercy.
Is that so? Well, tell me about it.
Now, we have permission from your General Grant to...
Something wrong, Doctor?
No, Corporal, I just seem to have... something in my throat.
You were saying you had permission from the general to do what?
Would you to visit some of our wounded prisoners?
You do, huh?
Yes, Corporal. And here's the safe conduct. Mine and Dr. Burns.
Woody.
Yes, Corporal.
Bring the lantern. Hold this up.
All right.
See what it says, Woody. You're better at reading than I am.
All right. bearer of this safe conduct is to be permitted free passage within the lines controlled by Union forces in order to perform medical errands of mercy. Signed, U.S. Grant, Lieutenant General.
That's what it says, Woody?
That's what it says, Corporal.
Hand him back your papers. Woody.
What is it, Corporal?
What are you looking at, Woody?
Me?
What are you staring at the doctor for?
I'm not... That is...
Do you know him from someplace?
No. I mean, where would I know him from?
Well, doctors, be on your way.
Thank you, Corporal.
Magnificent. I can only say, sir, that you were magnificent.
We have to get to the bridge. Quickly.
I could never have handled it that way, sir.
Hurry.
The bridge is just up ahead, sir.
I'm beginning to feel... ill.
Sir?
My neck.
Your neck, sir?
It's beginning to hurt. I can feel it. It's beginning to swell.
Here's the bridge, sir. Easy, boy. A little sore. Now, where do you want to plant the charge?
Charge?
Where do you want to plant the powder?
We have to plant the powder. We have to plant the here. Right now?
Yes, sir.
Stop. Stop the
horses. Yes, but, sir, you're very ill.
No. We could do this. Stop. Something's choking me.
Now, I'll dismount.
Yes, sir.
Look, we intend to walk our horses across the bridge.
Yes, sir.
Now,
oh, my throat.
Place your sack against this support.
Yes, sir.
Now, quickly.
The fuses in this bag.
I've got them, sir.
Why? Why is it so dark?
What do you want me to do, sir?
Lay the fuse out along.
I know, sir. I know.
Hurry. Something's choking the life out of me.
I've got them, sir. I've got them.
Strike a match. Oh, I can't breathe.
We're going to do it, Mr. Forrester. We're going to bring it off.
My head.
Nothing can stop us now.
Burns. Something's choking.
This one's ready. And now that one.
Choking. The light out of me. Whole sky is on fire. Everything.
It's all aflame. Lit, sir. She's lit.
This. Pain.
She's gonna go, sir. She's gonna go. Now jump in the water. Jump for your life.
I can't stand the pain. My head is gonna explode.
There she goes.
Is it over?
It's over, Woody. It's all over.
I saw him drop. I closed my eyes. I couldn't bear to see the rest.
Well, it's all right, Woody.
Corporal, that drop through the air, that drop of 30 feet before the rope snapped tight. What do you suppose he must have been thinking?
It only took a couple of seconds. I don't suppose he had time to think about nothing.
Peyton Forrester was dead. His body, the neck broken, was swinging gently from side to side, suspended from a timber of the Owl Creek Bridge, swinging gently, swaying gently, turning and twisting gently in the fresh, cool morning breeze above the gold-tinted water of the river below. I'll be back shortly.
There's nothing wrong with drinking Budweiser sip by sip, is there? Well, the brewers of Budweiser think there's a better way. Sipping's fine if you're drinking wine, but Bud is the king of beers, a hearty drink. Look, Rinse a 10 or 12 ounce glass with cold water. Then, open a can or bottle of Bud and pour it right down the middle so it kicks up a good head of foam. Now, take a big drink and then swallow big. No sips. That's how it should be done. More taste, more beer drinking enjoyment. Thanks to exclusive Beechwood aging, Budweiser has a smoothness that lets it go down especially easy. Sure, it's an expensive way to brew beer, but brewing beer right does make a difference. That's why, when you say Budweiser, you've said it all. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
Give your hand to a friend, give your heart to your love, but give your allergies to contact.
Now listen carefully, because this message may surprise you. There is an ingredient that can effectively help block pollen's bad effect on your system. Sneezing, sniffling, drips, itchy red watery eyes. It's the antihistamine most prescribed by allergy specialists, and it's an ingredient in Contac. Surprising, yes, but the true wonder of Contac is how our tiny time pills keep this antihistamine working, helping up to 12 hours per capsule, all day, all night. Allergy is our business, too.
Give your hand to a friend. Give your heart to your love.
But give your allergy to Contac. Take Contac only when needed, only as directed. Happened more than 100 years ago, and everyone whose life was touched by that bridge, everyone, rebel and Yank alike, prayed for the greatest of all miracles. They prayed that one way or another, this would be the last cruel act in the last cruel war Americans would ever know. Proof that prayer is still urgently needed. Our cast included William Prince, Mildred Clinton, Jack Grimes, Leon Janney, and William Redfield. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Contac, the 12-hour allergy capsule, Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser, and the Kellogg Company, makers of Kellogg's Special K cereal. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
This is KOIN in Portland. It's 11 o'clock.
CBS News. As predicted, Republican Houston Flournoy and Democrat Edmund Brown Jr. are leading their opponents in the fight for party nominations for California governor. I'm Ann Crosman, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. In early returns, California Republican State Controller Houston Flournoy is leading Lieutenant Governor Ed Reinecke by almost 3-1. On the Democratic side, favorite Edmund Brown Jr. is just a few thousand votes ahead of San Francisco Mayor Joseph Alioto. Assembly Speaker Bob Moretti is running a poor third. A former prisoner of war in Vietnam has won the Republican nomination for Senate in South Dakota. 42-year-old Leo Thorsness says that he thinks people are looking for a new face in politics. Thorsness will face Democratic Senator George McGovern, who was unopposed in the primary. Thorsness says McGovern's anti-war stand will not figure prominently in his campaign. The war is over, says Thorsness. I hope we don't have to refight that war in this campaign. More news in a minute.
It's a beautiful day. I'm waxing my car, and my neighbor comes out with antifreeze. And I say, antifreeze now? And he starts to sing.
You can never buy Prestone too early. Do it now, don't you wait. You can never buy Prestone too early. You can only buy it too late.
Sounds crazy, but a 50-50 mix of Prestone 2 winter-summer formula and water, about 2 gallons for most cars, helps prevent boil over even in traffic jams. Because it helps your cooling system handle heat better than water. Fresh boil-over protection and fresh corrosion protection, too. Because only Prestone 2 has a patented silicone silicate inhibitor system. Nothing beats it for corrosion protection. Summer, winter, all year round, you can never buy Prestone too early. You can only buy it too late.
You can't trust Prestone.
Who can you trust?
Chairman Peter Rodino of the House Judiciary Committee has announced that the committee staff will interview former White House counsel Charles Colson to determine if Colson should appear as a committee witness. Hal Walker has reaction from the White House.
Presidential spokesman Gerald Warren has labeled as utterly false published reports that the White House is worried about anticipated testimony by former White House special counsel Charles Colson. Warren told reporters, "We welcome his decision to step forward and tell the truth comprehensively and fully." However, Warren, at the regular daily briefing of reporters at the White House, said Colson's decision in no way erodes or affects the principle of presidential confidentiality, a principle which Mr. Nixon has declared in refusing to turn over tapes and documents demanded by Congress, the courts, and other Watergate defendants. Warren said the Colson testimony now provides an opportunity for the House Judiciary Committee to move with dispatch to bring an end to the Watergate phase of its inquiry, which, in Warren's words, it has been preoccupied with much too long. He repeated the White House stand that it will not provide more tapes, even if called for, in the Colson litigation. Hal Walker, CBS News, the White House.
Mr. Nixon took a dinner cruise Tuesday night on the presidential yacht Sequoia with Secretary of State Kissinger and Chief of Staff Alexander Haig. British security forces are still on full alert in case of retaliation by the Irish Republican Army for the death of an IRA member in a British prison. The man had been in a hunger strike, and British authorities say he died after catching pneumonia. He had been demanding transfer to a prison in Northern Ireland. Peter Martin has more on the story.
The protest over the British government's refusal to transfer British hunger strikers to Northern Ireland jails picked up momentum with a march and rally here in Belfast. About 2,000 people paraded through the streets of the Catholic Falls Road district of the city. Bagpipers played a funeral lament. Black flags lined the route. Moira Drum, leader of the protest, blamed the British government for the death of one of the hunger strikers. She vowed revenge would be taken by what she called Irish soldiers, an apparent reference to the provisional IRA. The young Catholic who died in a British jail was relatively unknown prior to his death. Now he is assured a place in Irish history and martyrdom. Peter Martin for CBS News, Belfast.
More in a minute.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean Sinoff.
Exactly.
Exactly right. When sinus flares up with congestion and pain, insist on Sinoff tablets. Sinoff delivers a full dose of pure aspirin plus a sinus drainer. Sinoff helps sinus pain while you drain. Use only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sinoff.
Exactly.
Sinoff, the sinus medicine's in the bright red box.
Maybe your car should be two cars, one for everyday driving and another for heavy loads like carpools or towing trailers. Oh, MaxAir air adjustable shock absorber supports you on a column of air, and it's infinitely adjustable for the lightest loads to the heaviest. It's like having two cars in one. So see your Monroe dealer and ride the air. Monroe MaxAir air adjustable shock absorbers.
A senior American official in Saigon says that the U.S. delegation there is going to keep trying to recover the bodies of more than 1,000 Americans still missing in action. But the official says it's a difficult job because the North Vietnamese and Viet Cong still refuse to give the Americans permission to visit crash sites of American planes. I'm Ann Crosman, CBS News.
Wake up, my love, beneath the midday sun.